give you an even better one.
Are you sure? Okay. I call it the funeral home story. Okay. This guy heard my radio show, says, I want to know if I'm eligible or not. So he goes to the government and asks himself, am I eligible? Do I have to keep paying these premiums? They say, of course you do. You're eligible. Gets it in writing, says that he's eligible, okay?
And he has it in writing.
Has it in writing that he's eligible. Okay, this is the big difference, and this is why you don't want to be paying this, and you don't want to be eligible.
Yeah.
He has it in writing that he's eligible. Company goes under. The last 3 months as the company's going under, he's not collecting a paycheck. He's working for his dad, and his dad's saying, listen, I'll pay you. I've got a receivable coming in. Just hold off on taking your paycheck. And so for those 3 months, he doesn't really collect anything. Company never gets the receivable. Company goes under. He goes in to collect, shows his paper. They give it to him. He goes and collects for 4 months. HRDC, once again, asks for another ruling. Start asking him more questions. Send him another ruling that says he was eligible up until that point where he stopped collecting and when he was working for free. But at that point, he wasn't really in insurable employment. Told him that he was fraudulent on his original claim. Says repay the $7,000 that he collected in the first place, and he owes another $7,000. You hear this guy who has no job now has to pay back $15,000. Calls me, same thing. Ignored it. Misses all the deadlines. He can't appeal. I mean, had he gotten to me within 90 days of the date of a ruling, or 30 days from the date of the assessment, they give you 30 days. You miss that, you are guilty until proven innocent in the system. You don't want to be here. This guy now has to pay back $15,000 and.